So the three, Bufflin, Bogosian, and Slater felt good this morning, so we'll schedule them as players, and we'll make other players available if they need to be ready, and we'll see how the warm-up goes and away we go. So my expectation right now is that all three will be in. He's getting better. Nothing's changed with him, so he's not going tonight. We'll see how he's getting closer to the Dallas game, and we're hopeful, kind of in the timeline, that San Jose would be reasonable, available. No, I think it's not going to stay like that. We're not going to alternate between 7 and 5 every night. But we are getting closer to what the offensive zone is supposed to look like. The wild card for all of this for me, and I don't think it mattered in both games, in one game, but is the power play. That's what should push you over that top, that you can you're fighting hard to get to that 3-goal-a-game level, and then you'll have a night when your power play is going and push you over a little bit more. We're spending more than this goes back to, you know, even the Ottawa game at 49 shots. We're starting to get to the point where we can spend more time in their end, that we're not really focused on creating so much off the rush, and focused more on spending as much time in their end as we can. Some of it, you know, when Frolik went back with Little and Ladd, there was some chemistry there, so you saw a little bit of it. And Bufflin and Wheeler seemed to kind of have something going right off the hop when they got together. So that is a function of it as well. And we have two lines that have some really good chemistry. And even with Odell and Kane instead of Gucci, they've had some speed time in there where they've been able to move the puck around. But it's more of a function of some chemistry that allows us to stay in the offensive zone a bit more. And some better decisions through the neutral zone. You know, we're making some reads when there's plays there. I think I didn't like about our offensive game earlier, even when we were winning, is we were always looking for that play through the neutral zone, which is fine as long as you're not slowing down. We would slow down to try to create some of that seam stuff, and it's dangerous, and the payoff is rare, except when you do get it, it looks great. You know, it's four passes into an open net, and you're thinking, boy, that'd be nice. You could do it every game, and I'm always standing behind the bench going, geez, I wonder how many goals that just cost us. You know, so make good decisions through the neutral zone. Keep your speed, and then it gives you the opportunity to play in the other end. Yeah, I didn't think we gave up as much as it felt. I think it found the back of the net. Clearly, there are parts of our defensive game that we're always working, really focusing on that offensive zone. So we've given up more off the rush and trying to get more aggressive, But we're still learning when to make those decisions. So the coach is pushing them to go, you know, to be as aggressive as they can be, and I know we're going to err a little bit. So in terms of the quality of chance against, I didn't feel, or I mean, you always give up more than the coach likes, but I didn't feel that it would be more necessarily than any of the games, maybe in the 10-game block prior. Our goaltenders have always made some really good saves, but the angle goals, we expect them to get the straight shot angle goals that are, you know, down the wing. We expect those to get stopped, so maybe they don't hit the board like that. We probably gave up more office in the basically it's a 2-1 loss to St. Louis. They get the freebie from the ref on the empty net, but we probably gave up more offense in that game than we did in others, and sometimes the saves that get made change how you feel about what you gave up.